where programming is made by, for, and about the Winnipeg community.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Winnipeg, Manitoba, on occupied Anishinaabe Aking, the homeland of the Métis and the historical territory of the Nahiyawak and the Nakota.
You better come down to the station house.
That's what I'm looking for.
They wonder what they own.
Something for the town, the nun, the grocery clerk, and you. Something at 8 a.m., something in the library, something in the river. Everything and nothing.
Listening pleasures.
Good evening. You've tuned into Listening Pleasures. A nice frosty Mars night out there. Yeah, but it's warm in here, and I have a lovely guest with me, Jen Arnold. Hello.
Hi, Janice.
It's great to see you.
Thank you.
Last time we ran into one another was a corn.
It was. Yeah. It really was. That was a great show.
Wasn't it, though?
It was,
like,
yeah.
What a tight band.
Yes.
And Gujara. Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
So much fire.
Amazing. Yeah. Good time.
Yeah. So I'm glad that we could find a time to get together. And some exciting things coming up, I guess, to be done by summer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So... Churchill Wild Safari.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, for anyone that doesn't know.
Oh, yes.
Jen Arnold works in miniatures. And what's your Instagram? It's just Jen?
It's just call me underscore Jen underscore.
Okay. And if you've ever seen that Instagram page, it is filled with miniature houses of maybe a house down your block. Like, and cabins, and so let's maybe talk about that first.
Sure, like, yeah.
So you started out with a gift for your mom.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I just didn't know what to give her for Christmas. She loves her house that she grew up in, all three of them. Well, you know, three houses she's lived in, and I didn't know what to make. And I loved the Christmas German putz houses. So I thought, you know what? I can do this. So I just duplicated it, and it kind of just started from there. Yeah.
Yeah. And you were doing little mini dioramas.
Yes.
And you made earrings and jewelry.
Oh, yeah.
And all of that stuff. So you've always been sort of doing a creative outlet.
Keep them busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is sort of something that just took off. And now you have a wait list of years.
Yeah, I do. I do.
So when you're okay, so you sort of need the photorealism of all of the sides, and any special touches that what do you ask for when you're
You know what?
About?
Honestly, it could be as simple as just the address, and then I can just map it out on the computer with Google Maps.
Oh, yeah.
Pictures are wonderful, but I can just eye things, and I can try to manipulate it in the way that it looks like that house that you lived in as a kid or grandparents' house. It just kind of works out. I don't know how I do it. It just does. We all have something that we're good at, and I guess I found my niche.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you're on Best in Miniatures. Yes. Third season, everyone. Yes. It's on Netflix now, so you can... And I think it was probably on CBC Gem.
It was, yeah.
And it probably still is. So, yeah.
I think so.
If you don't like Netflix, just go to a CBC Gem. And is it a house every year? Like, do they, or was yours just a special, like, you started building a house and different rooms in the house?
Yes. Yes. Is that what you mean for the story?
Yeah, like, or? Well, is that how, because I only watched your season.
Yeah, no, fair enough. So every season's the same. So there's 10 of us. We compete. Each room is a different episode, and each season is the same. So you just have to kind of tell a story with each of the rooms, and each episode someone gets, you know, voted off, like your typical reality show.
The foundation of your house, like, that would probably have been like pretty easy for you. You've already worked with.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. The, like, scale is huge. It's like your typical dollhouse that you would have as a child. My stuff you can hold in your hand. So it's.
Yeah.
It's different, but the same.
Yeah. And you have a miniature of yourself.
I do. Yes.
And they gave you that.
Yes, they did. Okay. And if you go to Toronto, they have a miniature museum and you can actually get it done. Through there, and you can get your own done. Tanis, you can go there and get your own miniature.
I think I need one because I love miniatures.
I think so. Yeah,
because I don't know, miniature world. I know that you and Nancy went, and there was pictures, and I was like, oh my gosh, you went
amazing.
To miniature world.
Amazing. Yeah.
So if you're not into miniatures, get on it because it's really exciting.
It's magical. It has some magic touch. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
You know, your imagination just kind of goes wild. Or mine does, at least.
Yeah. And then you can fit it all in, like, a tiny little house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And in the palm of your hand.
Yeah. So, maybe we should... we have a great playlist that Jen's curated. And, nothing really like that. You have a couple on here that must speak to you a bit.
Yeah.
But The National.
Yes.
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 Laugh Track is the album Weird Goodbyes featuring Bon Iver.
Mm-hmm.
Just a good feeling.
Just a good feeling. Yeah. I mean, I'm deep, but, you know, I think
just
it's
like
deep.
Music. Yeah,
yeah. I like, yeah, exactly.
Cool. So The National is a really good band, and I could tell you more about them, but let's just listen. Here it is on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Can't turn around. can't follow you. Your coat's in my car, I guess you forgot it. Crazy, the things we let go. It finally hits me, a mile's drive. The sky is leaking, my windshield's cracked. I'm feeling sacred, my soul is stripped. The radio's painful, the words are clipped. The grief it gets me, when we're goodbyes. My car is creeping, I think it's died. I'm pulling over until it heals. I'm on a shoulder of lemon fields.
It gets me, the weird goodbyes. My car.
Silver Sun Pickups. What a lovely song. That's off of Carnivus. Lazy Eye, of course, that song. I tried to get it in their concert once, and it was sold out. And I'm pretty sure that it was them in the back lane. And I'm like, oh, is there any way to get in here? And then I just walked away. I was like... But yeah, it was at the Garrick with the slumpy slanty floors.
Yes.
Yeah, it would have been a good show, but they were very popular then.
Yes.
maybe pretty popular now still. I know they're still producing music.
To us they are, you know.
Yeah. They're in this nostalgia in my brain, and
yep.
Yeah, when I hear that, it's like yeah, it's a nice place. Yeah. And speaking about nostalgia, like miniatures, like you make things of your favorite things.
Yeah.
Like it's a comfort and a like could you tell us a little bit about like being on the show? Like
it
must be, well, because when you have your own sort of time schedule, it's not in a crunch, and it's not like, how long did you have to do those? Like sections, like
it's so if when you're watching the show, when they say, you know, you have 8 hours to do it, it's that entire day. So we do 4 hours, lunch, 4 hours.
Wow.
There's no extra time.
Yeah.
It's just go, go, go.
Yeah, it's a pressure cooker.
Yeah. So the stress is real. So when you watch these shows and we're, you know, internally screaming and whatever else, yeah, it's
like, I don't know if this will work, but
exactly.
But here we go, like, what happens if it doesn't work? Then like,
oh, yeah.
Like yeah,
yeah,
that's
yeah. And the mini challenge, it's 90 minutes. Yeah, that's 90 minutes to, you know, work your butt off and try
and they're
to
giving
it.
You different mediums too, like,
yes,
something that you're not
exactly
actually
well
versed in.
Yeah,
but yeah,
yeah, big time.
Yeah. What was your favorite thing to make?
You know what? I'll be honest. It was probably the outside of the house. I know that's simple, but that's kind of my shtick.
Yeah.
With making
beautiful.
My miniatures. So it was the most comfortable for me. My favorite. And one part you didn't see in the show is they even said, oh, you should have made the house look a bit older. So things like that, they would tell us, and you guys don't see those little bits and pieces.
Yeah.
But that... yeah, stuck with me.
Yeah, well, I think it was great.
Thank you.
And I live in an attic space, so yeah. I used to always have an attic bedroom.
Yeah.
That was,
oh, yeah.
So attic bedrooms.
Yes.
Like, big place in my heart there.
Yeah.
So if you're just tuning in, I'm here with Jen Arnold, and... she was on Best in Miniatures, season 3. So you can watch that on your streaming stations. And the new project, Churchill Wild Safari.
Yes.
So do you make it before you go up there? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they emailed me, commissioned me to do all of their lodges. So it's watching animals ethically, so you're not actually, you know, going in polar bears' living space. It's just kind of going around there. I believe there's like boat tours you can take. So the whole concept of it is just to see how these animals in Churchill live. So they asked me to make the lodges, and they're going to be putting it as a very large diorama in the Churchill Airport. So it's something I'm very excited about. I need to get my budding gear and do it, because it is for the summer. But yeah, you know, it's how I work. Last minute girl.
No, like, Diorama-rama.
Diorama-rama. Yep. Yep.
Very cool. So if you're ever in Churchill in the airport, then there'll be an original Jen Arnold there.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And you get to, like, you've never, or have you been to Churchill?
I haven't.
Before?
No, oh. No. So they're flying me up there to do that and to go to one of the lodges. So I'm very thankful and just very humbled by
that's amazing.
By it completely.
Yeah. Didn't even have to enter a contest or anything.
I did not.
Like,
no.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I'll do that. Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's a
definitely.
Cool commission.
For sure.
Yeah. And right now you're sort of at the top with commissions. Like, yes, say someone
currently
wants.
Yes. Yeah. I do have five I still have to do, but that'll just be spread out throughout the year.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you do about five a year, or like
This year, just because of this big commission, but typically, yeah. And you know what? I'll be honest with you guys. Like, after the show, it really, I don't want to go as too far as to say like it hurt my ego, but it's really draining.
Oh,
and a
yeah.
lot of us competing even said the same thing. Like, you just need a break and you need to, mm-hmm. you know, say, I'm actually really good at this. And
yeah,
kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, they just
Soul
have to
search.
Be nitpicky.
Oh, like, it's exactly.
Yeah, everyone's yeah. really good at what they do. Ugh, so, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. And some people were so amazing. It's just like, doesn't compete.
And then the time frame in yeah. there, like, that will separate, like, who goes
exactly.
on and who doesn't.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, anyone with enough time could probably make something,
yes.
like, extravagant. But, yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta do what you can in the
exactly.
time allotted.
Exactly.
Yeah. So music, maybe some music. We got MJ Cole and Freya Ridings. Okay. And I haven't heard this one.
No, it's a goodie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's the single Waking Up. And here's another little treat from Jen's playlist on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
I love you with all that I am, and I need you not to understand. I'm trying, it's the only way. I told you I cannot be safe.
secret that she loved me for all time. It's a promise so untrue. Tell me, what will I do? And it doesn't seem to matter, and it doesn't seem right. Cause the will is brought, no fucking still. I cry alone at night. Don't you judge it by my composure, cause I'm lying to myself. And the reason why she left me, cause she finding someone else. Who is it?
Yeah, I just had to play that last part. It's Michael Jackson. And off of Dangerous, Who Is It? You did a little Michael Jackson tribute on the show.
I did.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she liked the way it was positioned.
Me. Yes. And I did it because that's just how the arm stuck.
Nice.
You have to watch it to know what we're talking about. Yeah.
Yes. Tune in to Best in Miniatures. The last season was the best.
Why, thank you. Thank you.
And I'm here with Jen Arnold. It is now 11:36, and we're at the halfway point. So let's see what the weather's doing out there. Let's refresh this weather. It is -17, and periods of light snow later this evening. It's not going to be much colder tonight, but down to -36 on Thursday. That's in the evening, though. Balmy -27 through the day, and it's going to be sunny. All like Thursday to Monday, very sunny, but that means in wintertime that it's very, very cold. clear and sunny. Very cold. So that's winter for you. Let's see. Shows. It's time now for CKUW's event guide. From concert and club listings to community announcements, we help keep you in touch with what's going on in Winnipeg. I got a message from a friend that said, Saturday night at the Castangs, with the Castangs, sorry, at the Royal Albert, it's starting probably at 9, and it's the ELO the band. That's going on Saturday. It is Winteruption time. So if you do want to go to a show and like just shake off the doldrums, you're doing the same thing all the time, like how about go see a show? There are a lot of people coming in from out of town, but also supported by really solid local acts. And you can go to winteruption.ca and get your favorite show and do something for an evening. That's a good time. Also, there's things going on that are in this book. I just put one in. Cola Cola Pop, guest on my show a couple of times. Absolute Bangers. In January, he sort of did a sneak peek, and it is out now. It's going to be a release show on March 5th. That will be at live at the Times Change and High and Lonesome Club, and it will feature Cookie Delicious and CL Riley. So it's Thursday, March 5th, 8:30 to 11. Get your tickets on Eventbrite. That's exciting news. Really great tracks. So I'm glad he's got them down and getting them out there. A squirrel play. Oh yeah, this is the one sheet that doesn't have any information on it. But a squirrel girl play. I wish I knew when it was. But it's at Miles Mack, and a squirrel girl goes to college, and then Hammered, a Thor and Loki play. So, I don't know much more than that. But and then this weekend, I don't know anything going on this weekend. But next weekend, I'm DJing at Shorty's from 10 to 11. But it's going all night till 2 a.m. Kelly Zan, Nathan Zan, and Pigeon are going to be rounding up that night. So, come celebrate. Donate to mental health awareness. It's a good cause. It's a birthday fun and dancing and pizza. So why not? And then those are just a few events listed in the guide. If you would like to add your event to the guide, you can drop by CKUW You can call 204-786-9782 or email us, ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca, with your one sheet and some information about your show, where it is, what time it is, where you can get tickets. Yeah, what day? That'd be awesome. And we'll mention it all the time here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. And now it's my Tragically Hip segment, songs that Tragically Hip never play in concert. Well, hardly ever. And here's one that I have off of bootleg. It's called Eat Me Completely. And it is actually on the Up to Here. It's on the Up to Here deluxe version, but I don't have that version on vinyl. So I'm going to play. I don't know why it's so sleepy here. On CD one. Yeah, I'm going to play Get Back Again. And here it is on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
What's the deal with your dad? He don't even know my name. Didn't know he'd be back. Didn't know we'd been bad. No one stayed to share the blame. I didn't mean to do that. She won't even come around. Every time I look back, didn't realize that I was better off than now. Mothers came and cried for Abel. Brother Cain survived the centuries in. All the time that I thought was my friend. All right, till we get back again. Heaven knows you all right.
And they won't never drag you down.
And they won't never drag you down.
And there ain't time to lose sight.
There ain't time to lose sight.
Till we get
Yes, Get Back Again. People clapping. That's what the bootleg was for. Taking you there. And yeah, no, it's on the deluxe version of things. So Tragically Hip right there. And Jen Arnold right here. Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah. So you were talking about just the other people that you were working alongside when you did Best in Miniatures, like, and like, had you, well, you'd known one that off of Instagram.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
But yeah, these are all like new people. Yes, yep. and fast friends. And
oh,
like you showed that, like, did you all share tips and stuff like that?
Oh, or? Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's things that I still use today, and we still all talk. We have a group chat. So it's really,
that's amazing.
We're still connected, and aww, which is so important. And we're very lucky.
Yeah. It's going through, sure, things.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if you're all doing the same thing, right?
Yeah. And we're talking about mental health and how sort of like, you know, when you're critiqued on something, yeah, it could really get to you. And you, yeah, might need to step back a while. Even, yeah, the winner had to step back for a while. Just, yeah, like take it all in and just like, yeah,
yeah.
I guess use those critiques constructively.
Yes. Like,
because, yes, yeah, you can't dwell on that forever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I think, yeah, that's just being creative, right?
Yeah.
Like, you just constantly have to improve the method and the, yeah.
And just self-reflect, right? Yeah. Just with anything, I think, too.
Mm-hmm.
Art and, yeah.
Yes. You're a social worker in,
I am,
actual,
yeah,
life, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, would you like to talk about that a little?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, do you do consultations or
so my designation is social worker, but my job description is actually forensics service coordinator. So my participants are individuals who have a severe mental illness, so typically schizophrenia, who are involved in the criminal justice system. So they could be NCR or, you know, in and out of jail because of crimes that unfortunately happened when they were ill. So I just make sure that, you know, they're taking their meds, that they're, you know, living the best life they can, and
a little check-in.
It's so rewarding. Oh, big time. Yeah. Big time. And yeah, and I love individuals who, you know, you see these struggles, but then at the same time, you know, just little steps and you can see them get better, and
yeah,
in their own way get better.
Yeah.
Because there's no you know, there's no cure for most of these mental health illnesses. But
yeah, yeah, you learn to manage it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And know that there's help and you're not the only one.
Yeah. No, that's so important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we were just talking about my friend's fundraiser at Canadian Mental Health Awareness. Yeah. It's good causes. And yeah, pick your nonprofit and,
yep,
and help some people out, yep, whenever you get the chance, for sure.
Yeah, and end the stigma.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there.
And we have all have
huge,
a little something,
oh,
even if you deny
100%.
It. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Denying
there.
It is an issue.
Yeah.
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 And community and support and,
yeah,
you know, talking it out,
exactly,
really helps. We have a lot of music here and we don't have a lot of time left. So is there one that you would like to play next that...
You know what? It's Russian roulette.
Pick. Yeah?
Yep.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I really actually would like to hear... well, I don't know three of them.
Okay.
But I do know the last one.
Okay.
And I really love that song.
Play it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're going to play some Madonna here on CKW 95.9 FM. And it's a little Live to Tell off of True Blue because, oh my gosh, what a song. And here it is. Mm-hmm. Wait, I didn't cue it up. maybe we won't play that one right now. Is everyone wanting that song? I talked it up real good, but I did not add it to the playlist.
But it's a good one.
It is a good one. Yeah, we were talking about Madonna a little bit earlier. Yeah. And I think you just got to every once in a while. Towns of Archer. That's a nice name.
You know
do I know
one.
This one?
You do. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yep. So this is you off of Great Expectations. And it's Sleeping Satellite. And here it is on CKAW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
When I
was Tamsin Archer, Sleeping Silent, and I really did not know that song, Jen.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I grew up in the backwoods. Right along Highway 6, and we didn't get those channels. But I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. And it was lovely to have you
thank
on
you
the show. Thank you so much for coming on and talking and nerding out about miniature things.
Yes. Well, thanks for inviting me.
Oh, my gosh.
A pleasure.
Yeah.
It's always nice to see you, Tanis.
So exciting. It's very nice to see you.
Me too.
Like random concerts. Like,
I know. That's true. That's true.
You guys.
Music related. See?
Yeah. Yeah. And I did find Live to Tell. So we're going to end it off with Madonna because I can't build that up and not listen to the song. we have our stories of having to travel because she won't come here. But we'll end it off with Live to Tell. And thank you so much for listening. Rianne's going to be on the show next week with another playlist, and we're going to do some chatting. She's got an agent in selling art, and that's exciting. So, tune in for that. And good night. Good morning.